Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin. Daf game, we're going to pick it up on Beis Amid Beis, about eight lines up, Micah Sover. So, just to understand, the next piece is going to be discussing a concept called the Eruv Parshios. So, Eruv Parshios, and Eruv is like the mixing, like a tarovis, something that's intertwined. So, what exactly are the Parshios? So, we have the din of the Shomrim, and we have the din of Moda B'Miktas. Moda B'Miktas means where you're claimed to owe some amount, you owe $100. The guy says, no, I only owe 50. So there's a Rambam. The Rambam tells us about taking a Shavua. Now, just Shavua in the Torah is written by Moda B'Miktas. The Rambam tells us in the beginning of Hilchas Toim V'Niton, he writes that there are only three Shavuas that are De'oraisa. Right, ein lecha mechuyav shavua min haTorah chutz mishlosha misha hodu b'miktas metaltlin. Right, the guy admits to partial own payment. I owe you a little bit. Umi shechayav eid echad. Right, really, if an eid echad would come and say something, you'd have to take a shavua. And the third is hashomer. So those are the three. Now, the question we're going to be discussing is, in fact, when you have this requirement for three dayanim, that's really written by the Moda B'Miktas. So do we pull it from there and included in the Shomrim as well? That's called Eruv Parshios, so they intertwine. So it begins the Gemara now. My Kesavar, I Kesavar, Eruv Parshios, Kosov Kan, Liboy Nami Mumchen. If you're going to learn out that you have the requirement for three judges is learned out because I make this connection of the Moda B'Miktas to the Shomrim, so then just like I get the three from them, I have to get the Mumchen over there as well. And if you hold no, there really isn't any connection between the two. Each one is by itself; it's self-sufficient. Moda B'Miktas is on its own, and the Shomrim is on its own, right? So in Shlosh Shalamali, then how do you even get to three? Mimon of Shach. If you're going to learn that they're connected, so you have to take everything. You have to take the three, and you have to take Mumchem. And if you're not going to learn that they're connected, then you, You don't even have to get the requirement of three. So the Gemara answers, no. Really, we do hold that they are connected. And really, technically, just like I got my requirement of three dayanim for this, I'd also have to have three judges with the smicha, the mumchen, right? Rashi explains the mumchen are the ones that have the smicha. Not the reshus minasi ledun. They have permission to judge these cases. The reason that we do not require this higher level authority of judges is mishum Rabbi Chanina. The Amr Rabbi Chanina, Dvar Torah Echad Dini Mamos VeEchad Dini Nefashos Bedrisha VeChakira. Really, on a Deoraisa level, so both for Dini Momonos, right, monetary law, and Dini Nefashos, where a capital case, so you'd have to Adrisha VeChakira, this very intense type of questioning, cross-examinations. Later on we'll learn about what exactly is asked. It's in order to set it up, there could be a possibility of hazama. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, mishpat echad yeh lochem, that you have to have one standard for both. Rashi says, shneimar mishpat echad yeh lochem, ma'onos kinefashos. You have to have both for dini ma'onos and dini nefashos have the same things. So why do we take relax the requirement and not require for monetary cases you do this fancy schmancy drisha v'chakira, these cross examinations, these intensive questionings? So Mar says it's a practical concern. Kidei shlotin al delas b'fnei loivin. Say you shouldn't lock the door in front of people who would potentially lend. If I had this high requirement that any time I want to get my money back, and you're not going to pay, I have to find a beis din of mumchim, people with smicha, and there's going to be a drisha v'chakira, so I'm not going to want to lend out my money. Who needs the hassle? I'll keep it to myself. So in order to encourage people to give loans, the Rabbonim relaxed the requirement. So in other words, we're saying really, Taka, there is, according to this opinion, there is Eruv Parshios. They are combined, and we learned it. We should have learned it across the board. Both the requirement for three shoftim and the requirement that those dayan and the shoftim have the smicha, the mumchim, but we relax it. So we knocked it down from three mumchim to three hedyotas, to three, we'll call them the commoners, those types of dayanim. That in fact, they could judge it. Elameato. But if that's true, that you want to be consistent now, and you really are connecting everything, so then let's take to the next step. Tov lo yishalmu. If these dayanim made a mistake, then they shouldn't have to pay, because that's also din by a mumche. When you take a case to a mumche, so we assume if they made a mistake, then it's begetter onus. They wouldn't have to pay for that. So it says, no, you can't do that, because if you were to make that, if you were to say, okay, I have a loan, and the judge makes a mistake in that, I'm not going to get my money back, right? To'olo yishalmus, then kol shekin, how much more so? Atanoya delas b'fnei lofen. That certainly no one's going to want to lend to that in that case. So it was okay. So ihochi, if that's true, then tarti kitani. Really, you're talking about two separate cases. It's dine mamonos b'shlosha had yotos. The first clause of the Mishnah is talking when you have dine mamonos. That's with shlosha had yotos, three common judges, dayanim, gezeos v'chavolos b'shlosha mumchen. Right. The next part, the gezeos v'chavolos, these types of theft and damages. Then you need three mumchen for that. V'od, another kasha, shlosha, shlosha lamli. Why do you have to repeat the words shlosha both times in the Mishnah? Elo, amarov, rov is like this. Tarte ketan. There really are two things happening. Mishum de Rabbi Chanina. What is it? Rabbi Achbred, Rabbi Ika, amar, midereisa chadno mikosher. So, this is different now. Now we're taking a different mahalach. We're saying that you have to have only one dayan on a deraisa level. The previous approach of Rabbi Vahu was that you had to have three dayanim. He's saying no. Rav Achbred Rav Ika has a different approach. He says really you only need one dayan who's a mumcha. Shneimar says v'tzedek tishpot amisecha. Right? That's a lashon yochid. V'tzedek tishpot amisecha. You should judge your neighbor. Right? Also, I like to point out that's also the mitzvah deraisa of being dal mekav sechus. But okay, really, here we're talking about that it's one. Ela mishum yoshvei koronos. So what we have to do is we have to increase it, not let just one person do it. Rashi says, gezei mishum yoshvei koronos, these aren she'ein bekin b'tiv dinim, right? The yizak is a chayev, yechayev is a zak. They're going to mess everything up. They're going to make the guilty guy pay, and they're going to make the that's the right way. I said it backwards. They're going to make the innocent guy pay, and they're going to make the guilty guy get off. So they're going to mess up everything. So then the Mor says, one second. Atu betlos milu havi yoshvi koronos. Why do you say that you have to make sure you have three? You could also have three who are going, they're all going to be a bunch of ignorant people. So no, efshir, it's impossible. The ladies who chad the gomer, there's going to be at least one out of them that does know the halachas. So we're not worried about that. Elameato, if that's true, then tolo yishalmu, then they shouldn't have to pay. Also, if they make a mistake in this case, no kol shekin din afisha yoshe koronos. If that's really our standard, that anybody can get up there and you're not going to have to pay for it, then you're going to get a lot of unqualified dayanim stepping up to try to judge these. So therefore, you have to have three hedyotos, because we assume at least one of them will know what to do. So at the end of the day, they both came to the same conclusion: they need three hedyotos. The only real difference is in our starting point. In other words, do I start with three dayanim? That's my deraisa of mumchim. I knock that down to a dirabonon of three hedyotos. Or do I start with one, and then I get to three? So it's interesting. We talk about chad nami kosher, that really, really only one would be. There's machlokes in the Rishonim. Is that who's that chad? Who is the one dying? Is that a hedyot or is that a mumche? The Bein Chananel says no. It's talking about a mumche. So we did almost a two-step. We went from that down to a one mumche into three hedyotos. The Mor continues now and asks, my ikke bein rov al rav ach b'reid rav ikke. So what is the nafgamina between them? So ikke bein aichu, the difference would be the following. To Amr Shmuel, what Shmuel says, shnayim shadonu d'nehim din. If two judges got together and paskin, so d'nehim din, it's a real din. El shnikra based in chotzuf, but it's a chutzpah that they went ahead and did this. So do you agree with this concept or not? So rav lays later Shmuel, he doesn't hold from that, because really, you need three on a derice level. Rav Ach, Rav Ach, Rav Ika, Islay de Shmuel. Because really, you only need one on a derice level. And so the fact that you had two, so Bidi Evid, that would work. That's the ancient case. So You know, looking at the Rambam, where, how does the Rambam pass in this case? So it's a little bit of a... we'll read the Rambam, we'll figure out who says what. Who's the Rambam passing like? In the Hilchos Sanhedrin Perek Beis, Halachia says, Afal pi she'ein beis din pachos mishlosha, even though you can't have a beis din of less than three, mut le'ech ledon min ha'tara. Right? You can have one, Shinei Mark, what's the possible? Tzedek tishpot amisecha. So it sounds like one's all I need. Okay, that's a Rav Acha bar Devika, right? And then he comes along, we divrei sofrim ad shu shlosha. Right, but you have to have three. That's a Durabonon. Not getting into the huge topic of what divrei sofrim means in the Rambam, but okay, Durabonon, you now need three. Then he says, ushnaim shadonu ein dinehim din. But if two would judge, then ain't din, ain't din, it's not a real din. So one second, that's the other shita. Who does the Rambam hold like? So again, is one good or is one not good? If one is good, then two, the judge should be good. And why? How does the Rambam, work both sides of the fence? So there's the Or Sameach is one who discusses this, and he says, no, you have to understand the Rambam's talking about two types of Dayanim over here. He puts it all together, but really when the Rambam says that one Dayan is good, that's talking about what type? A Hedyot or a Mumcha? So that's talking about a Mumcha. That's talking about a real Somach. That's one who has the Smicha. That one is good. But then when you talk about the two, that's the last line, Shnayim Shadona Ein Dinehim Din, that's talking about Hedyotos. If you had two Hedyotos who would paskin, then it's not a good Halacha. Okay, so in another discussion that I saw brought down is in the case of when you have Edim, so the rule is Nimtza Echad Behem Korav Apostle, so then that messes up everything. Would that be the same halacha in terms of Dayanim? If you would have Dayanim, that one of them was a Korav or a relative or was Apostle, later on we'll learn about what the... what types of professions, etc., would postle them on a Dirabonan level. But okay, Chav Dalad, we'll get to there. So the Ketzos has an interesting comment. Ketzos is in Simin Lamed Vov. So he brings Ayin Mishnah Lamelech, Perek Tez Zayin, Hilchos Eidus, this idea that Dibadayonim Nami Inim Tzeechavim Korv Apostle, Afilu Hayo Chamisha Nami Hadin Bottle. Okay, so it wouldn't be good. Kachos b'knesset gedola, ayin sham. Lanias daiti, says the Ketzos, nira delo amrinin hachi gabe dayanim. We don't say that. You could have one as a korov or apostle when it comes to dayanim, and what does he bring? Our gemara, v'rayim, reish perik, kama, the Sanhedrin, gimel amad aleph, right? V'sham amrinon, dvar torah, b'chad sogi. So really only needed one. So he brings this as a raya. There's much discussion about this, whether, if this is necessarily a compelling raya or not, but at least according to Ketzos, that if one of them was a korav or apostle, then that would not mess up the case. Okay, next piece of the Gemara continues now. The quote from the Mishnah: Nezek v'chatzi nezek, paying full amount or chatzi nezek for like a short time. So Gemara asks, Nezek, when you talk about damages, Hainu Chavolos, that's the same thing. It said Nezek because it wanted to use the phrase Chatzi Nezek, so therefore Tani Nami Nezek Shalim. It just, Inachi Nami, but it wanted to put it together. So Chatzi Nezek, one second, Chat Nami, Hainu Chavolos, that's also damages, right? So Tana Mamona Uktani Knosa. It taught the cases of Mamon when you're paying back in a Knas. There's two ways of knowing whether something is a Knas or not. One is when what you're paying back doesn't reflect, it's not equal to the damage that you did. In other words, you damage something, it could be a Chatzi Nezek, we'll say simply that'd be a Knas, or it could be Kefil. You're paying back double, or Dalad Vehei, you're paying back more than that. That's one example of a Knas, where you are paying a different amount, a little bit less or even more than the damage, or you could have a case where there's a set amount, a penalty payment for this sort of motzi shemra for an eved. You have certain preset amounts. Those are the two ways of determining whether something is knas versus whether it's momen. So Mura asks, quotes from in the beginning of Bava Kama, this works palga nizk knas. If you hold that chatzi nezik is a din knas, okay, very good. Elulamanda omer palga nizk mamona, but if you're going to tell me it's a din in mamon that you pay against machlokas in Bava Kama, samayik lamemer, what are you going to say? Ella, you have to come like this. I did call boy lemizne tashlumi kefil. Since it wanted to the tashlumi dala the hay, it wanted to teach the you know these extra types of payments. The mamon she'ena mishtalim beroshu. It's talking about the money that's not mishtalim berosh. So as Rashi says shemishalim yosim in hakeren. Right when you're paying more than the actual amount. It also taught chatzin nezik the moment she'enu mishtalim beroshu. It's also not the actual amount. The ayid kaboy lemisne chatzin nezik tanan nami nezik. So since it wanted to teach that case of chatzin nezik, it also lumped it together, and what's it called? And put the chatzin nezik together with it, right? Okay. Yeah. Now, well, the Gemara is going to go through to find out a case for how do you know that you have three dayanim, which is just an interesting ha'ara that the Gemara is asking this. But when it came to the others, yesterday's daf, the Mishnah gave us examples or sources, we should say, for 23 dayanim, right? Gave a source for the 70, 71 dayanim. But why didn't the Mishnah tell us for three? So now the Gemara picks it up and says, Shloshim Minolan, how do you know that three Dayanim are in fact the requirement? So the Tanur Bar learned in the Braisa, V'nikra Bal Habayis El Elohim. So he's going to go to the judges. Harekan Echad. Okay, that's one. Ad Elohim Yavu Devar Shnehem. The next time Elohim is used in this is that they'll bring it to them. Harekan Shnaim. Now I have two. Asher Yarshiun Elohim will find him guilty. Harekan Shlosha, the Rabbi Yoshia. So that's how we get three according to Rabbi Yoshia. You have three times the word Elohim is used. Elohim just here means powerful ones, not Hashem's name. It's talking about the Dayanim because they have power. They can enforce their the halacha. So Rabbi Yonasan Oimer Rishon Techila Neemar. No, the first one is just setting up for me. It's setting up for me the case. So that's not really open for drushas. You're not allowed to make a drusha from the first one, because I just needed to tell me the fact itself. El adalhim yavu dover shnehem hare kan echad. That's the first one. Asher yarshiun Elohim hare kan shnei. That's my second one. Ve'ein beizdin shakul. But really only have one, only have two extras, because one needed to tell me the basic halacha itself, and then the next two is gives me two dayanim, so I'm at there, but I can't have a based in shakul, I can't have an even amount, because I need to have a hachra, I need to have a deciding factor, I can't have a hung jury. So therefore, mosifin aleihem od echad, therefore we add another day into them. Harekan Shlosha. So higher math, 2 + 1 gives us the 3 dayanim. Okay. So then the Gemara says, okay, now we got each of them got to 3. Name a bedarshin techilos kunefugi. Maybe really there, the machloikis is whether you're allowed to darshin the first thing. You know, when I tell you that you have a concept, I'm introducing that. Is that open to count as one of my dayanim or not? Marsav bedarshin techilos. Marsav ein darshin techilos. That'd be a very simple way of explaining the machloikis in the Gemara. No, can't do it. Kuli alma ein dorshin techilos. No, everybody agrees that you can't darshin. Alma la Rabbi Yoshia. So Rabbi Yoshia could say to you, im kain, if that was true, really, that it wasn't like that. So the name of Krah, v'nikra bal habayis el hashofet. Come to the judge. My El Elohim, why did the Torah come out of the way and specify again where every word is important? So why did it say Elohim instead of the word Shofet? So you learn out from here that it must be that's to be counting it. Because if you would have just had to tell me that you take your case to a judge, okay, so a Shofet is a judge. You couldn't do that. From the fact that it used the word Elohim, good. Now that's the first one, and therefore I now have my three Dayanim. Rabbi Yonasan, Lishna da Amanaka. It's like a nice way of talking. You know, people do that way. Amra Inshi, like people will say, Manda Isle Dina, Likrav Lagabe Dayona. When a person has a case, you bring it to the Dayan. That would be it. And then one says, okay, one second. Rabbi Yoshia, Laisle Bezdin Noite. We learned that you have to have a Bezdin that's inclined, has to lean one way. right? So he doesn't hold from this. V'haktani, but we learned in a brayso, Rabbi Eliezer, Benosh, Rabbi Yosi, Aglili, Omer, Matam, Lober, Lintois, Achei, Rabim, Lahatois. What does this mean, the whole drush that you have to be inclined after, you have to follow the majority? V'hator, Omra, Aseilcha, Beizdin, Noite. Now it says that you have to follow the you have to have a bin that's shaykh to this. So Sovalok Rabbi Yehuda. He really holds like Rabbi Yehuda from the Mishnah, the Omer Shivim, that he holds no, you have 70. It's just interesting to point out that many discuss this. I think it's a lot of Shechter quotes from the Rav like this, that when you talk about, you know, that you follow Achei Rabim Lahatos, you follow the majority, it has to be people who are qualified to give a psak. That's one of Shechter's pet peeves, when people who are not qualified to paskin get up. So you could be have 10, 100, 1,000 people saying something, but if they're not qualified, so then we don't say, oh, you're 1,000, you, and the other side has one. If you're the God of the door, if you're a bona fide posik, so then you beat everybody. You beat everybody. The Nefesh HaRav, he quotes that, you know, Reb Chaim Brisker, the Rav said, my grandfather, Reb Chaim, would say something and everyone else would be kafuf to him. They'd have to follow his psak. We wouldn't say Achei Rabim Lahatos in that. But I think it's just important to understand that that's what we're talking about. We're talking about here when you have qualified dayanim. Okay, back to the Gemara, the Tanan, Sanhedrin Gedola Haisa Shal Shivim Ve'echad, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Shivim. Right, so we saw yesterday, Rabbi Yehuda said that you have 70, that Moshe Rabbeinu was part of those 70 Zekanim. Amr d'shamad leil Rabbi Yehuda the Sanhedrin Gedola. Yeah, okay, fine. So Rabbi Yehuda would hold that it's 70 by the Sanhedrin Gedola, which is 70, right? The big one. D'chsiv kray the pasuk. B'shar b'dinim mi shamad leil. But what about other batei dinim? Would he say the same thing by 23? Would he say the same thing by 3? So v'chitei meloshna. If you're gonna tell me there's no chiluk, 1 second. V'hatanan, we learned in a Mishnah. Smichas zekenim varifas eglo b'shlosha divi Rabbi Shimon. Okay, that's Rabbi Shimon. You have to have 3. Rabbi Yehuda only mei bechamisha. He says you have to. Here you see an odd number. You have to have 5. Vamrina in my time with Rabbi Yehuda. What's the reason of Rabbi Yehuda? So we learn out the numbers. V'samchu shnayim. Right. That the word v'samchu they should. Right. It's plural. So that's 2. Ziknei. Right, it's also it's not zakin, it's ziknei, so shnayim, it's 2, and therefore, oh, so number 4, right? Ve'ein based in shakul, and you can't have an even number. So masif and lehim od echad harekan chamisha. So you say, you see, you have 5. Okay, so you see, he doesn't hold this. No, Rabbi Yoshia adifa mid Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yoshua, Yoshia, is odif. Then Rabbi Yehuda, the il Rabbi Yehuda, because by Rabbi Yehuda, Besanhedrin Gedola who delay slay, he only holds that you don't need it by the Sanhedrin Gedola ha b'shar beidina islay, but by other batidinim you do need to have an odd number. Rabbi Yoshi b'shar beidina nami lay slay. He says you don't need it by the other batidinim, so it's like an extension. He takes it even a step farther than that. The Elahai Lintois, my Avilei. So then, what do you do now? Because if you said we have a klal of Achrei Rabim Lahatos to be inclined after that, but if you're even numbers, so how do you do that? Right? Elahai Lintois, my Avilei. So Mukim Lo B'dinei Nefashos. So he'll say no. It's interesting, it's almost like a middle ground. Yes, you do need to have, there is a time and place to have an odd number of Beis Din, but that's only in the realm of 23. For Dinei Nefashos, right? Just to speak out, that by 3, so a Beis Din of 3 can't do Dinei Nefashos. 23, 71 can do Dinei Nefashos. So he holds you do need it, but that's by the Dinei Nefashos. Of Abdinei Mamonos, low? You don't need it? You don't need to have an odd number for when it comes to Dinei Mamonos? El Haditznan, Shnaim Omrim Zakai. 2 of the Dayanim say that the guy is innocent. Ve'echad Omer Chayim, one say he's guilty, he has to pay. So Zakai. So then you see that you follow the majority, it's 2-1. Shnaim omrim chayiv, if 2 of them say chayiv, echad omrim zakai, he's chayiv. You follow that. So name of the Lok Rabbi Yoshia. Right? So it must be that that's not going like the opinion which we're setting up now of Rabbi Yoshia. No, Afilutema Rabbi Yoshia. I could still tell you that this is Rabbi Yoshia. Why? Maisilav kal v'chomer medini nefoshos. And there's a very logical kal v'chomer you can make here by dini nefoshos. What? What is it? Umay dini nefoshos techamiri. When it comes to taking your life, right, which is much more stricter than taking someone's money, right? We might be much more strict about to kill somebody. And nevertheless, Omar Rahman Azil Basaruba. But we say when it comes to that you need to have a majority, like if you'd have a 13 to 10, you have 14 to 9, you'd kill the person. So Dinin and Mamanos Lokol Shekin. So then, you know, how much more so we could follow the majority when it comes to cases of dini mamonos, right? It's very logical, and as if it's easier to take your money than to kill you. That's the klal. That's a svar, right? So if it would work to follow the majority to kill somebody, which it does, right? Provided as we saw that you had enough, you had the two-person majority, not just a one. So then kal v'chomer, we could take your money with a majority as well. Okay, Mitzvah Shem, we'll stop here for today.